Hey, it's your host, Abigail Pumphrey, and I'm on a personal mission to help more small business owners become financially free. I like to nerd out on all things business, marketing, and most definitely the numbers. I'm talking all the lessons learned as I turned a layoff into a seven-figure online business. I like to share it all and no conversation is off the table. We talk actionable strategies, biz challenges, and all the things life throws your way. Grief, anxiety, loss, and resilience are all topics you'll find here. So grab a cup of coffee and settle in because you're listening to the Strategy Hour podcast, brought to you by Boss Project. Have you ever absolutely panicked after you accidentally deleted a file on your computer? I know I have. It's not an issue if you've got CrashPlan Smart Recovery. Your files are just a few clicks away and can be restored in a snap. CrashPlan provides the best cloud backup solutions in the market. Visit CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. Now you can protect all your work with an unlimited backup and recovery solution. CrashPlan makes it simple to restore some or all of your data. And with unlimited version retention, CrashPlan can be your ultimate rewind button. Get unlimited computer backup for you or your business with CrashPlan Professional. CrashPlan backs up files that live on your computer and works with PC, Mac, and Linux. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's CrashPlan.com/BossProject for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan. I think there's this myth going around that high-earning service providers already have all their shit
together. It's
not true. That they already know all the things they need to be doing at all times.
And they're only focused on their zone of genius.
And it's running super smoothly. And they need absolutely no changes to the back end of how they run things. And then it's just like smooth sailing.
It turns out that's not true.
If you're
in that boat, you're not alone. Trust us. The conversations we've been having over the last few weeks have opened up a lot of DMs, a lot of conversations with both of us personally and with us over at Boss Project and the team, but a lot of DMs on Instagram with service providers raising their hand and being like, whoops, LOL,
right? Right. No, and I think there's this frustration that people feel this like inadequacy because they are successful. Like they are landing great quality clients and they are providing a stellar service. But there's like so much haphazardness happening behind the scenes that I really think for the most part, they're kind of protecting their clients from because they don't want their clients to see the messy middle. And I get that. You want to seem polished and professional at all times.
And you are doing a really good job at faking it. I'll tell you that.
Oh,
but you know who you're not faking it for? Your own mental health and sanity.
I know. And that's the thing. Because I was you, okay? Like, just to make you feel better, because I think it's helpful that you see that everyone goes through this at different periods. And it's not like it doesn't stay perfect. Like you may like improve upon a system and then have to go back and revise it 3 months later, but that's okay. And I think we have to understand that when you're doing this with ease and when you're doing this in a state of you're protecting your mental health and you're protecting your time and you're respecting your boundaries, this does get easier. And the tweakings become less often and less significant. But so many of y'all are operating at a point where like the only thing you're managing to do is deliver on client work and everything else is a little bit disastrous behind the scenes.
And I think that's, you know, as service providers, that's what we like maybe don't realize is going to happen as our businesses grow. And especially as we try or maybe get distracted by different marketing techniques or strategies, or we have offers on the table that aren't actually like helping us reach our goals or live the life that we really want. So when those things kind of start to happen and the spider web of our business grows and gets thicker, right? We're realizing, well, holy shit, I'm like not actually getting to live and thrive in my zone of genius. I'm not actually getting to live the one-on-one service provider life that I thought I would get to. On the back end of this, there's a lot of admin and clerical work, and there's some marketing, and there's some content, and there's everything else that a business needs, a lot of it which you could eliminate by either literally not doing, by also creating a system. And I feel like that is one of our secret superpowers, is delegating all the things that clog up our day.
Oh, for sure. You want to know what happened? Because I just feel like you guys can relate. You guys are good kind of putting some messaging out into the world, and like, this is my jam, like attracting the right people and doing the right things. But like, we're starting this whole new system on the back end and running some stuff. And it'll come in phases. Okay. Like, the getting there is okay to come in phases. I just want to like let you feel that for a second. But I asked a question, a thought provoking question that I knew would attract ideal clients. And version one, making sure I didn't lose track of all my leads, I started a note on my notes app. Like, left notes to myself. But less than 24 hours later, I had a whole lead tracking system. I had a clear way to manage and put these people through a process so that I didn't lose my mind. Because before, when I would do things like this, I would consistently have that, like, you can't go to sleep because
your brain keeps like doing the checkboxes. Okay, I said this, and then they said this, and then now I need to do this next step. Times like all of the leads that you have.
Right. And clients you're currently managing, and the team you're currently managing, and all the house stuff and the life stuff and the kids stuff and the volunteer stuff and the groceries and the laundry. And that, like, literally, I don't know how y'all are sleeping.
They're like, we're not.
We're not, and that's okay. But I want you to know that there's like light at the end of the tunnel, and like the clear kind of path to getting over this hump, to getting from frazzled and like running from a place of survival mode. It may feel daunting. I'm not going to lie that like creating systems can feel daunting. But it's often a lot simpler than you think. And it's way simpler when you have the help and support and the guidance and the strategy behind
building
all this.
Literally what we help our clients do. So don't think that you have to leave this podcast knowing exactly what you need to implement and then goodbye, go hole yourself away and make everything happen.
No, that's what we're here for. Literally, that's what we're here for.
But it's also a lot simpler than you think. But it's also okay that your brain doesn't work that way. I think that we learned years ago, the development of a product that we released, that we have a unique capability of identifying the ways in which creatives work differently and creating systems that are in alignment with that. And I think that there's, at least Abby's superpower is what we call hacking systems to like fit the way that we need. But that has translated into, okay, if these are the two systems I want to use, or the one system I want to use, personally, what we teach is a merriment of two systems that coordinate together, then what is the ultimate hack to get them talking to each other properly, to get to utilize the best features and structures of each individual thing to work best within your process, within your service, within how you talk to your people. And I love that, like, at least the way that we work our clients through with it is that it's not a one size fits all. There's the framework, but then it's like, how do you want to tackle this? What do you want your day to look like?
Well, and that's the beauty of us transitioning into this, like, client hybrid coaching role, is that we do have the capacity now to really sit down with y'all and like talk through how your unique business is different. And while I think there's a lot of people out there that think that their business is a lot different, I mean, there's nuances, but a lot of the things can be, we're talking like little tweaks, like the hierarchy, the main framework is the same for pretty much all service-based businesses. But, you know, your packages might be tweaked a little bit if you have retainers versus maybe the client has a budget and then you have a fee on top of that. And like, that's all little things we can work out. Okay. That's not the issue here. I think you guys are drowning a little bit. And the reason we had to have this podcast truly is when we started getting messages, I was getting people coming out of the woodwork saying like, I'm too scared to even comment on your post because I'm embarrassed about where I'm at. I am in survival mode and I'm like, oh, I just want to like give you a hug and I want to tell you it's going to be okay because you are doing amazing. Yeah. But I think so many of you are like, what happened to, I said I started my business so I could have all this time freedom and so that I could define what I wanted my life to look like. And now I'm working just as much, if not more than when I was working for someone else.
What I keep hearing from people is I'm one client away from quitting. And that makes my heart hurt so bad because I think we've forgotten a little bit how much people need your service and the impact that you actually provide in this world and with your clients, and that you are making big, epic, amazing things happen, even if you're not talking to a million people, and that's okay. And I think that we've kind of poo-pooed the magnitude of your impact, and I don't like that. And I want you to get back to feeling good about it. And the key difference between where you're at right now and how high earning service providers actually manage their clients and their day and their team, if you have one in their life, is truly a structured, creative system that's designed and built around how you literally want to live your days and your weeks and your seasons, because those change too. And it's a system that's fluid, and it's able to prep you for expected or unexpected leave. It's built to grow with you. It's built to not only with clients, but also with team members. And it's designed to also keep you focused. I think that that's one of the cool things about the systems that we build. It is designed to, because creatives, that's who we're talking to, right? That's who we build systems for. Steer you back. Oh, come back. Oh, over here. And if you can create a system that every day when you kind of log in and look at your stuff, it enables your brain to kind of refocus on what you have said is important. That's pretty magical.
Yeah, because I was talking to this girl yesterday. Love her to pieces. Personality at the wazoo. Like instant, I have a crush on you. Like it was great. And she was like, I love me some post-it notes. And my heart fell a little bit. Cause I get it. I if you've met me in real life, you know, I have an office product addiction, like in my office closet. Yeah, I did. I gave her more. I did give you more post-it notes.
They were so pretty.
They're meant for they're notes to leave for Brian, not for you to brain dump your day on. Okay. Because here's the thing. I think so many people are like, you literally are operating from post-it note to post-it note or like list to list, or you're waking up in the morning and you're checking your calendar. You may have like a brief idea of what appointments you have, but then you're like, what's on fire? And then you check your email and then you get distracted with 75 things you have to respond to. And then you're like working on client work and da 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 da. And I just, no wonder you're overwhelmed, because high earners can be messy or high earners can be organized. And you get to make a choice. And I think there's this like misconception that if you run things a little, like I thrive, it's not just that I thrive in the chaos. Like some people, especially creatives, be like, oh, I like my desk a little messy because like I feel like I'm like in it and like I feel inspired. And okay, I'm not suggesting you don't change your environment to thrive for you, but I know very few people who don't feel better when they're not holding all of the to-dos in their brain, when they have a clear idea of what they're working on.
It's like inventing your job every morning.
Oh my God.
Just stop doing that. Let me help you stop doing that.
Yeah, let me help you stop doing that. I want to help you stop doing that. I want to help you design a day that you feel good about. And it can be flexible. Like, flexi schedules are jam. And regardless of why you need it, it could be because you literally just can't work for 8 hours straight. I know plenty of people who literally can't do that physically, mentally. It could be because you're like a parent and you want to be involved in pick up and drop off and you want to like go be room mom or whatever and like be involved in your child's life. Like, do that. And also, when you get back to work, I don't want you to have to spend 2 hours trying to figure out what you even need to work on. A lot of this comes down to communication, it comes down to systems, it comes down to project management. And I am so beyond excited about what we're helping our clients implement inside the incubator. If you haven't heard us talk about it yet, like, you will lose your mind when you hear about the level of service we are providing to our clients. Like, it is like nothing we've ever done before, and yet combining every best thing we've
the best of everything we've ever offered in one place. Plus more.
Plus more. It's truly next level. And so, like, before we keep going, I want to extend an invitation. Like, if you are feeling a bit overwhelmed, if you are attracting these clients and that is not your problem for you, instead, you're struggling with how to maintain the systems and your sanity on the back end, then let's have a conversation. First of all, you're welcome to send us a DM at any time at Boss Project, but I definitely think you should apply for the incubator. You don't have to do this alone. This is literally what we help our clients do. So you can apply for the incubator at bossproject.com/incubator.
Yeah, it takes literally less than 5 minutes to fill that out. And it will just give us a little bit better idea of where you're at so that we can make sure that the way that we work is actually going to help you. I just want to get back and bring y'all back to simplicity. And it's what the collective we have been, I think, seeking for the last 2 years, if not more. Reprioritization has happened. Life things have happened. And I think more and more of us are getting back to, no, literally, I want to do what I love. That was trendy a couple of years ago, like, do what you love and you'll never work a day in your life or whatever. And I'm like, hey, it's not bad to have a job. Congratulations, you're doing it. And also, you don't have to be stressed out by it. And just by doing what you love doesn't have to open up this floodgate of, oh, I have all of these inadequacies I wasn't really aware of when I went out on my own or when I tried to scale or when I wanted to increase my pay or whatever it might be. You can kind of rework that and you don't have to burn everything to the ground and you don't have to fire that next client and you don't have to offer something else in a completely different realm to get to the goals that you want. I really encourage you to at least apply first and open up this conversation with us to see if this is the alternative for you that's going to feel better for you.
Right. Want to learn exactly step by step how to get paid to generate leads in your business? I've kept these details to myself for far too long. I'm ready to spill everything and give you the exact steps that help me generate tens of thousands of qualified leads and millions in low-ticket digital product sales. I won't just show you what I did, but teach you how you can do it too. I'm talking not just how to create low-ticket digital products, but also showing you how to use them strategically to generate leads for your other existing or future offers. I'm sharing it all at bossproject.com/jumpstart, including exactly how I made $8,033 and generated 277 leads my very first month selling digital products. Find out more at bossproject.com/jumpstart. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. I love that Indeed makes it easy to hire because I'm busy enough already. When we've hired in the past, the process was full of unqualified applicants. With Indeed, we can target the right candidates for the right position. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/strategy hour. Just go to Indeed.com/strategy hour right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/strategy hour. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Let's talk about what it looks like when you're on the other side of this. What does it look like to be a high earner who's performing a high touch signature service on autopilot?
Here's what happens. And I think we've kind of talked about this a little bit before, but I really want this to sink in again. You get to actually be like the creative director of your thing. Like truly. Mm-hmm. Like I know a lot of us, because I think a lot of us are a lot more similar than maybe we realize, but you know, at least I was the person in high school and being like, okay, when I'm an adult, I want to, right? And it was this beautiful picture that I was painting of like this super powerful boss who like maybe lived in Chicago and who wrote for a living and just like coffee and life and just amazing things. Okay, well, I literally mm-hmm. don't want to move to Chicago. That's not what I want. But there's a lot of that visualize, live your dream lifestyle that I had pictured as a young adult that I'm actually getting to live now because I've restructured what I'm doing. And just by restructuring that didn't mean I had to sacrifice income, didn't mean I had to sacrifice mm-hmm. growth. Actually, those things became easier and more consistent and more reliable when we got me back to that and got you back to that and got other members of our team back to that. And it's just this collective, like, actually living and breathing what you're freaking good at that unlocks a lot of things for people.
Well, we asked our team this morning, like, what's a perfect day for you? And this didn't necessarily have to be work, okay? But y'all are sitting here thinking that your day, like your perfect day, is so unreachable. And first of all, your perfect day is like, really, like, why is this not Saturday? Like, this
is not a Wednesday.
Okay. Why is it not a Wednesday? But also, like, the things you're asking for in your perfect day, there are bits and pieces of it that you can absolutely infuse into a regular part of your yeah. life. Okay, so for instance, some of the things our team brought up, which I just think you guys are going to be like, mm-hmm. yep, me too. Totally agree. Okay, so I said slow morning and eating breakfast in the park.
Right. Do that every morning.
You can do that anytime. Coffee in bed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Vegging out, eating some snacks, scrolling TikTok, watching Netflix. You can literally do that whenever you want. You're an adult. Mm-hmm. Waking up without an alarm. I haven't set an alarm in 6 years and I run a multi-million dollar mm-hmm. company.
My kid is my alarm these days, but I don't set an alarm.
You got school, but also you can really train your body mm-hmm. to have a natural morning. It's totally possible. It's totally possible. Cozy morning on the couch with my husband. Okay. Some of these people were also like, they want to be outside. Get outside. Going to a garden center, going on a hike, going kayaking, reading. Literally, all of these things are steps out mm-hmm. your door. You just have to make them a priority.
I think this is what I mean, too, when I keep saying, like, I want our people to really get clear on what they actually want. Because I think it's getting yeah. really real. It's so easy. Because I've done this before, too. It's so easy. Yeah. It's not the comparisonitis. I think there's another thing that I'm going to come up with a name for, right? But it's the what you see other people either doing or saying that they have as their goals. And then you take them on as your goals because you feel like you should also have those same goals.
Right.
And it's not that that's like those goals are bad, but like, I really want to know, what do you want? You, yourself. And so I think oftentimes we put off like living our ideal day or ideal life because in our head we're like, well, my ideal life or day is like traveling to Paris and working from a cafe. And like, that may be your thing. But like, I also think it could be as simple as coffee in bed. Like, that achieves mm-hmm. the same happy feelings that this big audacious goal has that do you really have?
But even often your big audacious goal is possible if you make it a priority. Like, how many times did I tell Emily, I really want a bigger house. Like, I want a house where it's full of sunshine. I didn't even really care what was in the house. I literally was just like, I crave sunshine. I need more sunshine. One of the biggest criteria for buying my new house was that it had big, giant windows. And what did I get? I got 2-story windows in my living room that flood the living room in the afternoon. If I want good morning light, I can have coffee in my office in the front room by these beautiful leaded glass windows. Like, that's not crazy. My dream house is not a mansion in LA. My dream house has good sunlight in the morning and the afternoon.
Yeah. Yeah, I just think that we're all humble creatures. Like,
yeah.
At least our crowd.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there are other people that don't feel that way, but I have a feeling you probably got really bored of us really fast if you didn't feel the same way. And that's okay. So, like, people who are prioritizing these things are infusing the things they want into their everyday life. They're, like, not wishing for the weekend to make it happen.
People who are prioritizing these things are high income earning service provider. It's not the other way around. You prioritize it to be. You don't be and then allow yourself to prioritize.
No, no, no. The priority is imperative and first.
And it can happen simultaneously because I've done that too. Like, I get that. We're like, okay, got it. I'm going to build the thing and live the thing and do the thing while I'm like figuring it out. So you can change that too. Like, you know, join the incubator, let us help you build your system, and then go have coffee in bed the next week.
Right.
Like, can that be your game plan? Sounds nice.
It does sound nice. I mean, so what does that look like? I think there is this transition period. I think often the versions of life you are hearing are either, you're hearing the extreme ends of both spectrums, right? You're hearing the what life looks like when it's a disaster. And then you're hearing the elusive, I can't quite imagine my life being at this stage or being looking this way on a day-to-day basis or operating in this way on a day-to-day basis. But most people don't just go from one to the other. Like, you're not jumping. Mm-hmm. You're taking one step mm-hmm. at a time. And like, that's literally why we designed the incubator, so that you can take it one step at a time. And there's little things you're going to do that are going to immediately take some weight off. And then over time, you're going to build the things that do take longer to build. But every time you do that, it's just one more thing off your plate so that you can reincorporate back in something that you've been craving.
By the way, without sacrificing the quality of your service, the impact of your relationship you have with your clients, or the money that you're making.
All of that is true.
So I think that's what we think, right? Okay, well, if I'm automating something or systematizing something, then there's a sacrifice somewhere. And I will be the person to say it actually makes a better experience for your clients, who will then pay more, refer better, sign up again, whatever works for your business, right?
Well, and here's the thing. You guys have likely already figured out a way to deliver even in a high stress, chaotic environment. But imagine your ability to deliver when you have intentionally reduced your stress level, you've intentionally reduced your workload, and you have more time to be more intentional with the clients you do have. Like, let that sit for a second. I just want you to believe that it's possible for you. I think maybe that's the part that I'm really seeking here. Because so many of you, I think, you know it's possible. I think you believe it's possible. You're just not sure it's possible mm-hmm. for you or not possible for you in this season. Yeah,
because I think you feel like you've gone down one road too long and too far. And it feels mm-hmm. like you can't backtrack and course correct or whatever it might be, whether it's the offers that you have, the price point that you're at, the systems that you're using or not using, how things are set up and how things function, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you just need to identify how resilient you are. Like, let's start there. Have you really thought about for a second? Maybe you don't want to think about it. Maybe that's why you're in therapy. That's okay. What have you been through? And where are you at when you came out on the other side? I would just say most of the time, something messy, hard, traumatic, uncomfortable, something that pushed me, pushed my boundaries. In pretty much every instance, I not only survived the event. I not only survived the event, but I came out on the other side stronger with more clear boundaries, with more clarity on how I did and didn't want to operate. And as long as you're willing to listen to those findings, you get to do something about them in mm-hmm. the future.
Mm-hmm. And you don't have to be hitting that brick wall to make a change either.
No. Yeah. See, like, it can be good and it can get better.
Yeah. Literally. Literally. And it can be great and get better.
Exactly. I think there's this misconception that it has to be totally broken to need fixing. But like, no. You know, people have beautiful homes and they still repaint the inside.
If you're the person who's sitting there is like, okay, but because this has been me, I did all the things I said I wanted to do. I'm working with people mm-hmm. I say I want. I'm making the money that I say that I wanted, and I'm still not mm-hmm. happy. Mm-hmm. Maybe some of that you need to work out with your therapist. Some of that is learning how to be content, which we've talked about many times on this show. And some of it's just clearing up some shit. And getting to enjoy, getting to reap the rewards of the work that you've put in. I think that's a big thing is like a lot of us work our asses off to get to where we are. And then it's the next thing. It's the next thing. And we work our asses off to get to the next level. And literally forever until we die, it's when this happens, I'll enjoy. When this happens, I'll get to. When this happens, insert whatever.
What?
Now.
Yeah. How can we infuse it now? And I think it can be little things. Like, I think the little things often impact us more when we're more intentional about them. I know for me, little things about my morning, I tried to avoid, you know, the ridiculous lists that other people said they needed. And really, I asked myself, what does set mm-hmm. me up for success? What makes me feel ready? And you know, it's not the same every day. It also doesn't have to be. Like, and I think that's the thing. Some days what sets me up for success is waking up without an alarm, getting a cup of coffee, and going to my office in my mm-hmm. pajamas because I don't have to get ready every day. And some days I want to start similarly and then I want to blast some music and spend an hour like really taking care of myself and putting on some makeup and doing my hair. But that doesn't have to be every day. I feel like there's this misconception that like the things you want and idealize are what's required all right. the time for you to right. feel happy. I straight up like wearing pajamas.
So there's that. I want to, you know, give you the encouragement to check in with yourself every day. And that's like why I'm so jazzed about the systems that we help our clients build, because they are that flexible for change every day. Because
right.
I know we have clients here who are listening who are like, yeah, I might wake up with a flare up and I can't do the things that I had like maybe the night before set up myself to do. And that's okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Swap some days around. Let's do that.
Yeah, I think often it's you've either decided that it's messy and you never know, or
it's so rigid.
It's so rigid that like, I'm like, no, literally the point of having it set up
It can be changed. That
I can text Emily at 8 a.m. and I'm like, are you sure you
want to record that today? How many no's did I send you yesterday?
And it was like,
not today.
Not that. Not today.
Okay, great.
Okay. And that's why we build buffer room. We know you're going to identify how much buffer room you need on a project. I know how much buffer room I need on a project. And I know certain things aren't going to happen unless I put them in the calendar. So like all of those things can be true. I think my whole goal for today was that you could walk away realizing, regardless of where you're at, regardless of how messy it is or how embarrassed you are about where you're at, or that if it is great, that there is still an opportunity for you to continue to refine and continue to be better, that there's like this whole spectrum and all of them are invited, because we want, our entire goal is for you to become a high earning service provider. We want you charging premium prices, creating a luxury experience for your clients. We want you not just financially secure, we want you to have financial freedom so that you can live the life that you say that you want, and that you can design your days, you can design how you project manage, you can design your client experience around what works for you and your body and the time and period in life you're in and your current level of motivation. And you're going to have the resources so that when that inevitably changes, because you're a human who is not always the same and is shifting, that you will have the equipment to make adjustments and feel empowered. Like, that's literally the entire reason we built the incubator.
So if you want to learn more about that, I encourage you to apply bossproject.com/incubator. And then as soon as you apply, go send us a DM so we can kind of just get a feel for where you're at, because I want you to see the changes that we're making for people, and I want it for you too. And I'm so freaking jazzed for the work that we've been helping our clients set up and go through and see, that I want you to be a part of that also. So go do that. It takes less than 5 minutes. Go apply, bossproject.com/incubator. And then immediately after, open up Instagram, go to Boss Project and say, hey girl, hey, I just applied. And so we can go look at your application, okay?
Looking to elevate your brand without the headache? Join the Co-op, our creative template shop membership. With thousands of easy to customize templates, all crafted to seamlessly fit your business aesthetics, we make nurturing leads and driving sales effortless. We're talking serious impact and seriously simple creation. Become a member now at creativeshopcoop.com and transform your business today. That's creativeshopcoop.com. Hey, a few quick favors before you leave. I'd love if you'd share today's episode. Send it to a friend who needs to hear it and post on social. You can show us where you're listening from, your favorite takeaway, or why someone else should listen. Be sure to tag me at Abigail Says and at Boss Project so we can share it. Okay, second favor, to get podcast updates and all the behind the scenes news from Boss Project, I'd love if you'd join my VIP list. Just head to bossproject.com/signup to make sure I have all your contact details. Really love the show? It would mean so much to me if you'd leave a rating and review. It not only helps more listeners find the show, but allows us to bring on quality sponsors so we can keep bringing you this valuable content for free. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.